Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I'm the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian pageant ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Woman of Ambition, Aretha Cowden. Today, Aretha will discuss strength of a woman. Hi, Aretha. How are you today?
Good morning. I am fabulous. And hope you're doing the same.
Yes, ma'am. I've been saying I'm fabulous all week.
Fabulous.
I'm ready to hear your topic today, Miss Aretha.
Well, thank you, and good morning, listeners. I hope you're fabulous as well, and I hope that your Easter Sunday was fabulous because, you know, the stone got rolled away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today, I'm going to talk about the strength of a woman, and the reason why I chose this topic is because I'm a woman, and second, some women think that strength, we all have different definitions of strength, and my definition of strength is different from what the dictionary is saying. My strength is, in my definition and in my opinion, strength is a woman that's able to say, I cannot move a mountain, but I can move an anthill. And that is just saying that I'm willing to put in the work, but I just can't do it all alone. We are wonder women because we are able to do multitasking things, and women, we are so great at that. You know, for instance, a woman can go to work, put up with coworkers with nonsense, and work underneath a boss who you're thinking, how did this person get this position when I am more intelligent and qualified for the position? Then you come home and you whip up a fabulous meal, and your family is like, oh, my gosh, you did something so fabulous that it was like you were a Food Network chef. And then you help your kids with homework. Now, the subject that you're helping them with is not a subject that you are familiar with, you know, 100%, but you're there, and so for that, your kids are grateful. Then after that, you give your spouse some one-on-one time, and as you're giving your spouse some one-on-one time, the next thing you know, your spouse is rubbing your feet and telling you how great you are and how they're so happy that you're in their life. Then you climb up in bed, and you start your day all over again. That is strength of a woman. A strength of a woman, they can make things happen. Yeah, I'm only able to move an anthill, but my anthill is moving. And so we just have to know that every woman has her own strength. My strengths are being able to talk in front of a large group of people without feeling nervous or having anxiety. And my strength is also my upbeat personality and my ambition, because, you know, that's the title that I was given, but that was something that was prayed over me. So that stuck to me because that is who I am. And God told Roberta to give my title as the woman of ambition because I am very ambitious. I have a lot of strengths and gifts. And we all have strengths and gifts, but they're all different. So we just need to realize that my strength is not your strength, but we all are strong. And we need to just realize that We're all different for a reason, because if we were all carbon copies, then there would be anyone to inspire you or empower you, because we all will be the same, so it will just be a dull world, you know. And I just feel that being a strong woman, it helps me to open doors that might have been closed to me if I was a more inverted woman. I went on the internet and I was able to find some inspirational quotes to help inspire and empower women so that they can be, you know, strong. And the first one that I found was a quote by Maya Angelou, who is the late great poet, speaker, phenomenal woman that she was and still is, because she lives in me. She says, "I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the label. Life is a bitch, and you got to go out and kick ass." Yes, those words are harsh, and that's not in my everyday language, but life is tough. And sometimes you have to use tough words so that your strength can come out of you. And so I just really like that quote. And, you know, we all look up to strong, independent women, but how do we become one ourselves? You know, it's easy to give the feeling of self-doubt and back down from challenges, but that's certainly not what being a strong woman is all about. You know, you don't have to back down from challenges. You just have to back away from it for a moment and get a plan to how you're going to conquer that battle. Because everyone can go through the battle, but we all go through it in a different direction and way. If you are a real strong, boisterous woman, then you will use your voice to go through the battle. And if you're really smart and intelligent, then you will work out a way to maneuver your way through the battle. And so we all have to find where our strengths are. That's part of being a strong woman. That's a part of being, you know, the strength that is within you. Take, for instance, my mom. My mom is the world to me. She is 73 years old. And I call my mom every day, and I talk to her on a daily basis, sometimes two and three times. She has so much wisdom that that is part of her strength. So, therefore, when I am going through something, I call her because I know I can get the direction that I need, because that is her strength. So we have to start realizing that our gifts are our strengths, and we need to start sharing that with other women, especially the young ladies who are coming up behind us and watching what we do, because we are role models. Even though you don't want to be one or you don't put the label as a role model, you really are. Women are watching you. Young ladies are watching you. They want to see how you react in certain situations. I look on Facebook a lot, and I see a lot of women half-naked all over Facebook. They're thinking that's going to, you know, get attention of a man. Well, you will get attention of a man, but it's not going to be of a relationship that has any substance. So we need to be more mindful of what we post and say on Facebook, because the young ladies behind us, they utilize Facebook. And now we, as older women in our 40s and over, we utilize Facebook too, but we're utilizing it as a networking system, operating system, not as a hookup like the younger generation. And they need to see us post things of positive. You know, it's all right to, you know, show your outer beauty, but it's also great to show wisdom in your posting. I try to post, well, I do post every day, and I post positive messages, and I post positive things because I want people who are following me, young and old, to know that they can have a foundation of me in their life. And as women, we need to be those things. We need to set foundations that are strong and sturdy. We need to be women of strength. We need to be able to bear down and not give up. We need to keep our heads down and keep the plow going. We cannot be dependent upon a man, a spouse, because that is not what we were made to do. We were made to be helpmates, but we also were made to be independent. We need to be able to say, I can do this, not saying that you don't need a man, but you need to be able to take care of things that you should have learned a long time ago. And I go back to my mother. My mother taught me how to cook. I didn't go to culinary school. I learned how to cook through her. She taught me. She let me climb up on the counter and be all in her way. But see, that was training me. That was training me. That's strength. That's something that I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about if I know how to cook or what I'm going to cook for my husband, because I learned something. So as young ladies, we need to start, young ladies need to start taking up habits of being a good housekeeper, being a good cook, because those things are strength. Those things, everyone needs to be able to do something. And we need to quit sitting around and letting these young ladies and our youth just fade in the past, because they're going to be our future, because we're not going to be on this earth. I'm not going to be here for forever. So the young ladies that are coming up behind me, I hope that I leave a legacy that they can follow and know that they got strength from me. So being strong is not saying that I can lift, you know, a barbell that's 250 pounds. Strength to me is just sticking in there, sticking with it, and not giving up. Finding a solution. Be the solution. Find out what you can do to be the solution. We all think strength and we all think muscles, but our mind is also strong. Our mind can capture so much knowledge. That is strength. So a strength of a woman is unlimited. We may have physical limits because that's how we're built, but our minds and our souls, we can do so much if we just work together as women and not work against each other. Jealousy, it has to leave. No more jealousy. No more envy. We could be so strong as a unit of women if we leave those things behind us. There's always going to be someone that's prettier than you. There's always going to be someone that's smarter than you. There's always going to be someone who has it together more than you. But that doesn't mean that you can't work together. When you walk over someone, make sure you're walking over them so that you can get a better grip to lift them up. We don't want to leave women behind who are struggling just because they're struggling. We want to be the strength for them. So I just want to encourage women out there to remember you have strength. Regardless if you feel it right now, just know I'm speaking over you strength in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm speaking strength in your bones. I'm speaking strength in your mind. I'm speaking strength in your life. Strength is so important as women. We bear children. That takes a lot of strength. Regardless if you had it natural or C-section. Women bear a lot of pain. And so we're already halfway there, but we just need to link up and say, you are my sister. You are my mother figure. You are my aunt. You are my cousin. You are my friend, and I love you. We are all opposite. We're all doing different things in our lives. But we all can come together when it comes to pulling with one another. And Roberta, I just want to say I just encourage you to keep your strength, your mental strength, your physical strength. I know you're going through a lot personally, and you know that is not my business to say what it is, but I'm just saying that I know you're going through a lot, but know that I, your sister, is here in Kansas, and I pray for you daily because I know the strength that you have. And, you know, I just want you to know that you are strong. You are stronger than you think, because if you weren't, you wouldn't have made it this far. And, you know, I just praise God for you because you are a woman of integrity, because this is not just a program. This is not just something we do. This is our life. We live integrity beauty. We have to, because it is instilled in us. That is our strength. That is our common thread. And I just want to wish you and bless you with strength. I just want to encourage you to keep going. Keep your head down, and you just keep pushing that plow, because it will get easier. You will come into your strength. We all come into our strengths at different points in our lives. It doesn't matter if you're 40 or 50. A 60-year-old woman can just now be coming into her strength. We all bloom at different times because we are different flowers of the garden. So we all have to realize it doesn't matter when you bloom, you will bloom, because the seed has been planted, you have been watered, you have been nurtured. Ladies, be strong. I encourage you all. And on that note, I'd like to leave you with another quote. And it is from Helen Keller. When we do the best we can, we never know what miracle is wrapped in our life or in the life of another. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening to my Blog Talk Radio show with Roberta.
Ms. Aretha, that was extremely powerful, and a lot of people really do need to hear this message, and I pray that it actually spreads, because that was an excellent, excellent Blog Talk Radio, Ms. Aretha. I really enjoyed it. It was very powerful. And thank you personally for your time. Thank you for all your personal investment into Integrity Beauty and helping me by being the Director of Ambassadors and being in leadership and making a difference. You don't know how much I truly appreciate you during this time right now where I'm trying to go to school and take care of my parents, and I'm going to be very frank and I'm going to be very honest, but honestly, I think that if you you and Barb Darby and Vanessa King, I think if the three of you weren't helping me, I really think I would just quit, because I just shut it down, because there's just no way that with what I'm dealing with I can continue this. And I know that God doesn't want that. I know that, you know, our numbers may be few, but the individuals that are a part of this program or this movement, you could say, you know, we're here to become leaders, not members, and make a difference for a lot of people. And this program is very dear to me, and I just at this moment in my life, I just can't give to it what I really want to, and I needed to hear your message. And, you know, I just want to thank you on my behalf, that it's because of people like you that are strong and ambitious and are willing to, because you are sacrificing your time to help me, you know. If it wasn't for you, Aretha, this honestly would probably just go away. So I want to personally thank you that you're giving of your time, because it's something you can't get back. And I thank you so much for all you're doing, all your support. This is a very trying time, not because I can't deal with it. It's just, it's a lot when you're all, I'm so close to finishing my degree, but it just seems like one thing after another keeps happening. And my focus is just so limited right now. And
I need people to just support me right now. That's what I really need, because I really believe that, you know, once I get my degree that I'm going to be able to stretch this even further than I can right now, because I'm, you know, a little limited on what I can do with, you know, with just where I am, or once I have my degree, I can do a lot more with IB and Women of Significance and my life coaching. And I really just keep trusting that God keeps bringing the right people into my life. And I know that you were one of the people that was meant to be. And I just want to personally thank you, Aretha, and I love you very much. And I can't thank you enough for all your support.
Well, you're very welcome, Ms. Roberta, because I love you and I appreciate you. And I know that you appreciate what I do. And so it's, you know, what I do is not for a pat on the back, because I don't need that, because that's not what it's all about. It's about, you know, being able to fill in and do what I'm capable of doing for you. So I just thank you for your leadership, and that you can see the leadership in me, that I can help you with, you know, IB as much as I can, because this is something that is dear to you, and I want to make sure that I don't put any flaws on it. I want to be able to enhance it, not hinder. So it's a blessing to be involved, and not just a name on a roster, not just a name on the in the group, that I'm an active member and I'm doing more things, you know, as a leader. So, you know, I'm here for you. I love you, and I respect everything that you do for IB, and I just, you know, I see what you do every day for friends, family, you know, and it's just so much that you do, and that, you know, sometimes that can drain you, drain your spirit. But, I mean, as humans, we do get drained, but we also know that we can, you know, get our batteries recharged. So I am thankful that you are able to recharge, you know, after being drained. And, you know, you are such a blessing, and we just cannot wait to have you come back to Kansas.
Yeah, I really hope I can get out there. I enjoyed my time so much with you and Mr. Calvin, and I just wanted to say in class, you know, that's one thing that they talk about extremely, because social work is one of the highest burnout professions that there is, and we're always being taught about self-care. And one of the things about self-care is you find something that fuels you or charges you. Well, Integrity Beauty really does. I mean, that's something that just because of the whole personal relationship with Helen Albert that I had at first, and you know how it was just, I felt like God completely when I said, hey, Ms. Albert, I'm going to figure out a way to keep your legacy going, and then how it went from that to starting IB, and IB keeps getting tweaked, because it will be until God tells me not to, you know, till it's finally the way it's supposed to be. And I just, you know, IB fuels me. It really does. And, you know, I feel bad because, you know, I just haven't been able to give to it. But it's like I just know in my heart that, like, I just know that you guys are doing what you can to help me in this time. And, you know, I know for a fact that God will reward it, because, you know, as I'm aging and I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing more and more that I don't know if it's my growth and my walk with God or what, but, you know, God really does reward people that are diligent and, you know, that are focused. And maybe it's not, you know, millions of dollars or whatever, but like things like this, you know, like he brings the right people at the right time. And, you know, this is a very confusing time for me, because I'm, you know, trying to take care of my parents and trying to do the right thing. I'm like so close to graduating with my bachelor's, and for me, for being told I'm stupid and I'm dumb and I'll never amount to anything my whole life, and, you know, and having a learning disability, and with all that I battle in school, and a lot of people don't see it, that don't, you know, because you're so far away, you're not physically in front of me, you know. I have to thank the women. There are a few men that are my social work class, but it's majority women that have really invested their time, that when I have questions or I'm confused, that they help me with school. And, you know, I just, there's a few individuals that have already graduated from the social work program that I can go to, and they also will help me as I'm learning too. And, you know, it's like, that's another thing. It's like, you know, I feel like God's rewarded me that way also of, with my learning disability, of putting the right people that can help me. That's why it's because of them helping me that I've been able to get such a high grade point average. And it's like a lot of people don't see what you endure because they don't know, excuse me, what the hell you walk through behind the scenes. And, you know, a lot of times we're always trying to make it look happy and pretty that life is grand and great, but, you know, sometimes people just don't know what you're going through. And it's another thing, you know, whenever you're talking to people, you need to, as I've learned in cultural diversity, you need to have your isms, you need to remove your isms and, you know, just look at a person just as their whole and not judge them or sway them or, you know, just allow them to be who they are. And I just, you know, I'm just so thankful for all the growth and help that God has brought to me and wonderful people like you. And I just want to thank you again for all that you've done and for all your love and all your support. And just thank you for being such a blessing, Aretha. I really appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
And I just wanted to tell you, you are a fabulous, fabulous friend.
Well, God bless you, Miss Roberta.
I've been using fabulous in my vocabulary, and every time, like, people get a little chuckle, I say, my dear friend Aretha has been having me use the word fabulous in my vocabulary.
That is so true, because you need to start using, that's why, you know, listeners out there, you need to start using words that mean something to you. I've been saying fabulous for a long time, and that's my word, but you need to find you a word and what gets you going. And then, you know, wake up every morning and say something positive that will, you know, change your life, because when you wake up, you're the only one that can have control over your life, you know, and you need to make sure that it's a fabulous life or it's a happy life. You know, we can control how we react.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you, Ms. Aretha. We have a minute left, so I'm going to go ahead and close.
Okay.
Have a very blessed and fabulous day.
Well, you do the same, and God bless you.
You too. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Ms. Aretha Cowden. And if you have a topic you'd like to bring Aretha to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Twitter at Motivation for You. Email Aretha at acowden@msintegritybeauty.com, or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. Until next time, be a world changer.